This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, from the stomach flu that's going around to NFL free agency negotiations starting on Monday. My God, the league just never sleeps. Pete Prisco, CBS Sports senior NFL columnist, joins us. Pete, good morning, man. I'm telling you, this is crazy, crazy stuff going on.
It is crazy. I mean, this league gets crazier by the year, and it doesn't ever stop. It's the league that never sleeps, and it just keeps on trucking and trucking and trucking.
By the way, you ever had this stomach flu stuff? I literally crapped myself when I came in here yesterday. I've never had that happen.
No, that's called old age, Joe.
I thought that was my dad's age. My God, I didn't realize that happened to me.
Yeah, you yourself claimed the stomach flu. You just old age. What are you talking about? Your depends are right around the corner.
Oh, boy, you're not kidding, man. But I'm sure I'll have them at home. One of my kids will send it over. Hey, so all this free agency stuff, we're going to know a lot more. I know it officially starts on Monday, but Pete, isn't this where we start hearing stuff on Saturday and Sunday with where guys are going for free agency?
By the way, did you actually do that yesterday in the studio?
No, I yes, 100%.
And the only good, you didn't make it out of the studio to the bathroom?
No, I literally was happening. Apparently, while I was walking, I didn't know it, and I went to sit down, and I realized that I had a pants full. And it was literally, I ran in there, and thank God nobody was in here. I get in here super early to clean it up a little bit. But, man, yeah, it was bad. It was,
you know, a bad Joe, experience. You know what I say about that? You know what I say about that? Every guy, and they'll deny it to no end because I've had this conversation, has done that in their day by accident or whatever, or they couldn't stop it, and they just won't admit it. You know what I mean? Like the John Beeson, the former linebacker.
Yeah, I know John real well, yeah.
Yeah, John worked with us at CBS. We were having a job, and he told the story once where he was going up in the elevator in his apartment. It was slow, and he couldn't make it. It happened to everybody.
Yeah, but this one, like, if I would have had, like, you know, like, oh, no, it wasn't even that moment. I didn't even know. Apparently, it was. I have no idea. I literally was just walking. I had a big coffee that I was just getting ready to throw down and wasn't going to help the situation. But it was a bad situation. It's over. I still got this little funk, but I'm good now, Pete. But
Okay. Well,
I told everybody, so they're all laughing. I want to give everybody a laugh.
There's nothing you can do about it. You got to laugh about it. Yeah. And I will send you a box of Depends. Don't worry.
Well, I'll tell you, nothing worse than your pants, though. Nothing worse when that happens. Hey, so Pete, I got to tell you, Woody gets mad when I do that. Hey, this Davante Adams, what happens now with him? Released by the Jets, 32 years old. He's still pretty damn good, except he's friends with Aaron Rodgers. But besides that, still get a lot of money in the open market. Where's he end up?
Well, he's not getting a lot of money. He's going to get money, but not a lot of money. I think one thing that Davante Adams has to realize is he's not a number one wide receiver anymore. He's more of a 1A or a 2, and he's going to have to fit a role. And there are teams out there that need that. Don't get me wrong. I mean, like, if Dallas could figure out a way to get him in there and prepare him with CeeDee Lamb, I think that's a great compliment to CeeDee Lamb. So there are options for him. He's going to get a decent contract, but I think the days of the big contract are over. And, you know, you got to remember, when receivers get to be this age, it starts to decline. I mean, you can look over history and see that, see the numbers. So he can still play. I'd give him a 3-year deal. I wouldn't make it a mega deal. And if I were going to be a team to try to bring him in.
Yeah. Hey, Pete, I got to ask you, speaking of that, that leads me into our 31-year-old receiver here, Tyreek Hill. A lot of people, this is the first time I've seen, and I mean a lot of people would love to see him get traded. I don't think it's going to happen. I think they're going to keep him because they need him. How would you handle this whole thing with everything that's happened with him and things and not playing at the end of a game and all the other things that have popped up with Tyreek Hill?
Well, they allowed it to happen. I mean, when you have a player who you said doesn't feel like practicing today, so he's not going to, then you've opened yourself up to that. You've opened yourself up to every possibility from a discipline standpoint, from a guy who didn't want to go in back in a game, who doesn't want to practice, doesn't want to do this, I don't want to do that, maybe I'll go in for this route, maybe I'll run this play in this practice play, maybe I won't, maybe I'll just stand over here on the sideline. You've opened yourself up to that. And when he's the best player or supposed one of the best players on the team and he's doing that, it trickles down. And it trickles across the position group, and then it goes across the entire team. And young guys look at that and say, well, he can do that, then I'm going to do that. So how does it play out? You need to get him in the room, and you need to try and stop it and tell him, you're going to practice. You're not going to stand over there and pick the plays you want to run and the ones you don't want to run. That's on the organization. That's on the head coach. So if they want to blame anybody, look in the damn mirror. It's on them. And so he's professional enough, I think, now to sit down with him at least and have that conversation. And if he doesn't adhere to what they want him to do, then you fine him, then you sit him, you take away game checks. But I think ultimately you look at it, they want to blame anybody, blame yourself.
I think they're just hoping to get the good Tyreek Hill coming back and get him the ball and keep him healthy or keep him happy. And the other thing is they got to get Jaylen Waddle going as a number two receiver. Would you agree? His numbers are way down for a guy that got a new contract last year.
And admittedly, probably would tell you that because he's a good kid and he'll tell you he didn't play up to expectations. And I think, again, you know, that all bleeds over into the room. And it starts with Tyreek Hill and it starts with allowing him to be that guy. And Tyreek Hill is a great player when he's focused and he's healthy and he does things that nobody else in this league can do. But if you don't keep him focused and keep him, you know, practicing and playing, you got to practice. You got to do stuff. You got to be involved. You can't just be a guy, yeah, I'm going to go in now. And you've watched it. You've sat there with me. We've watched it. He's not practicing. Well, oh, there he goes. He's going to run a play. Hey, everybody clap. Tyreek Hill went in and ran a play. Oh, my gosh. Can you believe how fortunate the Dolphins are? Tyreek Hill ran a play today. How great is that? Are you kidding me? Yeah. And so they want to blame anybody? Blame the coach. The coach is responsible for it.
I wonder how much Mike can change or if he can get away the same stuff that Tyreek now knows. I know they've sat with him. Does he get the message now to come back and just be a guy that's playing? He's making a lot of money. You know, he got that, so we know that's not the problem. He's getting paid. They redid his contract. He got an extension to still be one of the highest paid receivers. So you hope whatever it is Mike's saying that he gets it, because if he's right, he can, you know, help you win a lot of games.
There's no doubt about it, Joe. I mean, he's a great player when he's focused and when they're, you know, making him become a great player. You know, look, guys, we've been around this league a long time. Guys, there are guys in this league that just don't want to be. I think Tyreek Hill wants to be a great player and likes the trappings of being a great player. But he also needs somebody to put a foot in his behind and say, go ahead and do it now. And so, yeah, they need him. They need him focused. They need him a part of the offense. There's only so many guys. But in fact, there's nobody in the league that can do what he does when he's healthy and at the top of his game, because he scares the daylights out of defensive backs. He scares the daylights out of opposing defensive coordinators. And you have to defend him differently. But if he's not focused and putting in the work and practicing and everything else, then he's not the same guy. Yeah. And then you have nagging injuries. And when you have nagging injuries, you're certainly not the same guy. So I think it's all a combination of everything with him, but you're right. They need him to be a big part of that offense.
So, Pete, the draft and the combo and everything, what are people saying overall about this draft? The Dolphins sitting here with a lot of picks and need a lot of different positions, or is it going to be more for you about maybe teams trying to get what they need in the free agency if they have the money?
Well, I think it's got to be a combination of the both, but again, you want to build your team through the draft. And you know, when you're at the combine last week, and I was, everybody's talking about how it's not a great draft because there's not a lot of star power at the top and this and that. But you know what I always say? You go back and look at some of the drafts that they said weren't very good. You can find good players. I mean, there are a lot of good players in this draft. There are a lot of defensive tackles in this draft. There are a lot of good running backs in this draft. I mean, yeah, there's some positions. Like, I wouldn't say there's any top level great wide receivers, but there's some good ones, and if you move down the line, there's some decent ones. You know, Miami looking for offensive line help, you can get some. So I don't necessarily agree when everybody says it's not a great draft. The reason they say it's not a great draft is you look at the top, where are all the quarterbacks? You know, there's a couple of them, but it's a drop off after the first two, I think. And you know, where's the great you know, defenders? Is there a great defender? I think there's two of them at the top. I think Carter, the defensive lineman. There's actually three. Carter, the defensive lineman, pass rusher from Penn State. Mason Graham, although he only weighed 296 pounds, is a beast playing for Michigan. And then you got Hunter, the cornerback out of Colorado, who's a great player. So there are good players. Look, bottom line is, if you don't think the top of the draft is great, then get your scouts and everybody else to go find players around 2, 3, and 4. That's where you make your team anyways.
Yeah. So moving on from that, Aaron Rodgers, does he end up getting a job somewhere when this all said and done? You talked about shortage of quarterbacks and not crazy about this draft class after the first couple of guys. Does Aaron Rodgers get a job somewhere?
I think he does. I think he does. And, you know, look, there's going to be teams that are going to look around and say, hey, wait, we don't have a quarterback situation that's very good. We need to improve it. You know, Raiders, what do? You know, Sam Darnold's going to be on the market. Do you make a move for him? Does he go back on a lesser contract to Minnesota? If he does, then what do the Raiders do? I think that's a possibility. I think the Giants, depending on what they do in the draft, is another possibility. I mean, he's going to have a job. And, you know, the things you hear out of the Jets last year is, you know, the play would come in, he'd not run the play, change the play. But by the end of the year, he was playing good football. You know, not Aaron Rodgers good football, but good quality quarterback. And I think there's a market for that out there. So he'll get a job and probably go into the season as a starter somewhere.
All right. I was down at University of Miami. Cam Ward, clearly the number one receiver, quarterback now.
Oh, I don't think there's any question about that. The only question about it is do you perceive him being one of those elite quarterbacks? That's the question. And you know, I've done some work on him. I like a lot of him. I've followed him from Incarnate. I remember when he transferred to Washington State, I told a couple guys that I work with, I said, you got to watch this kid because we're Pac-10 guys or Pac-12 guys or whatever that used to be. And so I always made sure to watch guys in the conference. And when he transferred, I wanted to watch him. And I went and watched him at Incarnate. I said, wait, they're getting a player. And he played well at Washington State, did a nice job at Miami. There's a lot to like. There are concerns. Let's be real. Plays a little loose with the football. There's no question about that. Has tendency to leave clean pockets at times and turn what could be simple 1-2-3 reads and throw to the middle into a play where he's either sacked for 15 yards or he gets outside the pocket and makes one of those wow plays, but that's not the way the play is designed to be run. So there's concerns about that. I had a team tell me the throw in motion, little, you know, low, you know, he throws from the side, which is concerning. So there are a lot of concerns, but he's clearly, in my mind, the top quarterback in this draft.
Yeah, man, I got to tell you, he made some throws last year with that group of guys in that offense were just unbelievable.
He did, but you know what, though, Joe, you go back to the Cal game. There's also a couple throws where he throws across
the field. Yeah, pick six. Yeah, one almost cost him the game late.
Yeah, and then he had another throw where he threw to the sideline that should have been a pick. A guy, I forget who that was. That should have been a pick six against somebody. A guy dropped it. I mean, there are throws when you go, oh, my God, what a great throw. And then there are throws you go, what in the hell is he doing?
Yeah. Well, listen, this is going to be a lot of fun to watch. Pete, thank you, man. Appreciate it. I know you're back in town. Appreciate it very much. You take care.
You got it, Joe. Take care.
All right. Pete Prisco, CBS Sports Senior NFL columnist. Nice enough to join us this morning. We got Ron Rothstein going to join us coming up at 9 o'clock hour. We'll talk a little bit about the Heat and his former center, Ronnie Cicely, man. All good stuff. Hey, tell you who else got good stuff going on right now. Beverly's Jewelers, my jeweler. Incredible offer going on right now for you. Stunning 3-carat certified lab-grown diamond, VVS Clarity, e-color set in a custom-made 14-carat diamond ring for just $3,999. So you're going that diamond engagement ring. You know she's the one. You're starting to look around. This is a hard deal to beat. This is a really hard one to beat because it is, you got to go see it. It's one thing to say it and you're going, oh, what's the catch? go see it. It is beautiful. Choose from all shapes, larger size available with similar savings. But hurry, this deal is only for a limited time. Plus, gold prices are an all-time high. Beverly's is paying top dollar for your gold, your silver, diamonds, and jewelry with immediate payment. I trust Beverly's for more than 30 years now. Been going there for Mark, and I got to tell you, the place is great. It's in Fort Lauderdale off Commercial Boulevard, or go online to bevjewelers.com. Whether it's getting engaged or anniversary or birthday or anything else, Beverly's Jewelers really is where South Florida gets engaged.